Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Causal Inference, The Mixtape by Scott Cunningham is an accessible, practice-oriented guide to learning how to make credible cause and effect claims from observational data. Instead of treating causal inference as a purely abstract branch of statistics, the book emphasizes research design, transparency, and the logic of identification. Cunningham introduces core ideas such as potential outcomes, counterfactual reasoning, and how assumptions connect to estimates you can interpret. The mixtape is known for its approachable style and for showing how commonly used econometric tools map onto causal questions. It walks readers through major quasi-experimental designs, clarifying what each design can and cannot identify and how to communicate those limits. Across examples drawn from applied social science, it highlights the difference between prediction and explanation, and it encourages readers to diagnose threats like selection, omitted variables, and reverse causality. For anyone who wants a structured path from causal questions to defensible empirical answers, it offers a clear roadmap. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, causal questions, counterfactuals, and the logic of identification. A central theme of the book is that causal inference begins with a well-posed question and a clear definition of the causal effect you want to learn. Rather than leaning on vague language like impact, the framework pushes you to specify outcomes, treatments, comparison conditions, and the population of interest. The potential outcomes approach formalizes this by imagining each unit under treatment and under control, even though only one of those outcomes is observed. From that gap comes the fundamental problem of causal inference, and from that problem comes the need for identification strategies. The book stresses that identification is not a software command, but a set of assumptions that justify why a particular comparison can stand in for the missing counterfactual. It helps readers separate estimand, estimator, and estimate, so that interpretation stays tied to the causal target. It also encourages explicit thinking about sources of bias, including selection into treatment, time trends, and spillovers. By focusing on the logic that makes a comparison credible, readers gain a durable mental model that applies across many methods, datasets, and fields. Secondly, randomized experiments as a benchmark and why they work. The mixtape uses randomized controlled trials as a benchmark for credibility, not because experiments are always feasible, but because they clarify what makes causal claims convincing. Random assignment breaks the link between treatment status and potential outcomes, which means differences in average outcomes can be interpreted as causal effects under standard conditions. The book explains the intuition behind balance, the role of large samples, and why randomization addresses confounding without needing extensive modeling. It also points out practical issues that complicate experiments, such as non-compliance, attrition, interference between units, and imperfect implementation. These complications motivate common solutions like intention to treat analysis and careful discussion of what effect is actually identified. By understanding experiments, readers learn to recognize when an observational design is trying to emulate random assignment and what evidence would support that claim. The emphasis is on thinking like a designer, define treatment clearly, anticipate threats, and choose analyses that match the assignment mechanism. This orientation prepares readers to evaluate causal claims in applied work, whether they come from policy evaluations, field experiments, or natural experiments presented as experimental-like. Thirdly, matching and selection on observables for credible comparisons. When randomization is not available, one route to causal inference is to assume that selection into treatment can be fully explained by observed covariates. The book covers how matching and related approaches attempt to construct a comparison group that resembles the treated group in terms of measured characteristics. The main idea is to reduce imbalance so that treated and control units are comparable, thereby making the remaining difference in outcomes more plausibly attributable to the treatment. It discusses practical tools such as propensity scores, common support, and diagnostics that reveal whether matching has improved comparability. Just as importantly, it highlights the limitation. These methods cannot adjust for unobserved confounders, so credibility depends on the strength of the conditional independence assumption. Readers are encouraged to treat matching as a design step rather than a mechanical procedure, including deciding which covariates belong in the adjustment set and how to justify that choice. The approach also connects to broader concerns about extrapolation and model dependence, since poor overlap forces the analysis to rely on assumptions outside the data. Used carefully, matching can improve transparency and bring the analysis closer to an experiment-like comparison. Fourthly, difference in differences and event studies for policy and time-based variation. A major portion of modern applied causal work relies on differences over time, and the book explains difference in differences as a way to control for stable, unobserved differences between treated and control groups. The basic move is to compare changes rather than levels, attributing differential change to the treatment under a parallel trends assumption. The book clarifies what parallel trends means, how to assess it with pre-treatment data, and why it is fundamentally an assumption rather than a testable fact. It also discusses event study style extensions that plot dynamic effects across time relative to treatment, which can reveal anticipation, delayed impacts, or violations of parallel trends. Practical concerns include time-varying confounders, staggered adoption, and how treatment timing can complicate standard two-way fixed effects estimates. The emphasis remains on making the research design explicit, define the treatment date, justify the comparison group, and interpret coefficients as specific causal contrasts. By understanding difference in differences as a structured identification strategy, readers learn how to use longitudinal data to evaluate programs, regulations, and shocks while communicating both strengths and limitations with clarity. Lastly, instrumental variables and regression discontinuity as quasi-experimental designs. The book presents instrumental variables and regression discontinuity as powerful tools for cases where simple adjustment is not credible. Instrumental variables address endogeneity by using a source of variation that shifts treatment but is otherwise unrelated to the outcome, except through treatment. The book emphasizes the key assumptions, including relevance and exclusion, and it helps readers interpret what is identified, often a local average treatment effect for compliers. This focus prevents overclaiming and encourages careful discussion of who the instrument affects. Regression discontinuity, in contrast, leverages a cutoff rule where treatment assignment changes sharply at a threshold, making units near the cutoff plausibly comparable. The book explains why continuity assumptions matter, how bandwidth choices trade bias for variance, and why graphical and diagnostic checks are essential. Both designs illustrate the broader theme that credible causal inference comes from understanding the assignment mechanism. They also show that every method identifies a specific causal effect for a specific population and margin, not a universal truth. By learning these designs, readers gain tools for tough empirical settings while developing disciplined habits for defending causal claims. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to do applied causal research or critically evaluate causal claims, including graduate students, analysts, policy researchers, data scientists, and practitioners in economics, public health, education, and the social sciences. It benefits readers by building a practical way of thinking. Start from a causal question, define the estimate, choose a design that can identify it, and then report results with the assumptions and limitations clearly stated. That mindset improves real-world decision-making because it helps you avoid common traps, like mistaking correlation for causation, overfitting a model to compensate for weak design, or interpreting coefficients as effects without a defensible counterfactual. The mixtape is worth buying compared to many similar books because it prioritizes intuition and identification over heavy formalism, while still covering the core toolkit used in modern applied work. It also connects methods to the kinds of data and institutional settings researchers actually face, which makes it useful beyond coursework. Readers finish with a coherent map of causal designs and a stronger ability to design, audit, and communicate credible empirical studies. If you would like to support Scott Cunningham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.